Hi guys, it's Steven from Talking Point here. Now, I recently went on a fried chicken experiment where I ate one fried chicken meal every day for 14 days straight. Now, compared to my bubble tea and intermittent fasting, I have to say that this was the best one yet. I mean, who doesn't love fried chicken? I guess you can see I'm a bit of a connoisseur now when it comes to the texture, taste, and crunch of fried chicken. So stick around and watch my 2-week experiment, and right after that, I will be replying to some of your comments.
For this juicy challenge, I'll be eating fried chicken from major chains every day for 2 weeks. That should be enough to find out what it will do to my body. To be safe, I'm carrying out this experiment under the watchful eye of family physician Dr. Philip Koh.
However, since it's just a 2-week experiment, looking at your health in totality, you are still within the low range of cardiovascular risk. And therefore, you have the green light to carry on this experiment for 2 weeks.
It's been a long time since I've had this kind of fast food chicken, so I'm going to just dig in. That tastes so good. Oh boy, I have missed this. This is yummy.
Let's do a simple experiment.
Okay.
What's the commonality between all of these brands? When you see the colour, red, you will immediately associate it with like passion. In addition, you have other colours like yellow, for example, right? In this example of like ginger chicken, yellow usually brings to mind hunger. So if you put the two colours together, what do you get? Red and yellow.
Passionately hungry.
Yeah. We recently did a Korean fried chicken vlog. So when we're eating a chicken, right, we're just going closer to the mic and then we'll crunch. So after an entire like mukbang video or a vlog, you'll get hungry.
Just come out and pick up some dinner for the family because it's a chicken feast tonight.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
No.
Should do this more. Then we get more fried chicken.
So I'm out filming today. Still, somehow, when I see fried chicken laid out in front of me, I'm drawn to it and I think, that's gonna taste yummy. That's the crazy thing about it. I mean, no matter how many days you eat fried chicken, you just want to eat more of it.
But as the days go by with my new diet, I'm starting to feel the ill effects.
I really have no craving for it anymore these days. So we've just finished another fried chicken meal, and I have to admit I'm feeling kind of bloated and a bit like, I think I've had too much fried chicken.
Yeah, same. I was really bloated after it. Like at the start, it smelled so good.
Yeah.
But then after that, I felt like it was too oily, you know.
What do you think? If I asked you to eat fried chicken 3 times a week, would you be willing to do that?
No.
Well, here I am with my very last fried chicken meal for the experiment. And you know what? I'm so happy this day has come because I have had enough to hear with eating fried chicken.
The bad news is that your bad cholesterol went up.
It's gone up by about another, let me see,
5 to 6%.
Yeah,
that's right. So the problem with bad cholesterol is that it can clog up your arteries.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when you get a heart attack. And if it clogs up one of the brain arteries, you can also get a stroke.
So in other words, if I were to carry on with a diet like that, having fried chicken almost every day for over 6 months to a year, that could just skyrocket.
You will get a heart attack at some point in time, prematurely, because the cholesterol will block the arteries. If you really like to eat fried chicken, then it is important to also have fruits and vegetables. And you need to have exercise as well to balance the diet.
Wow, you guys really like seeing me suffer with all these experiments, don't you? Okay, anyhow, let's get to some of the comments. Glenn Chua, who wrote, "We all know the reason why you're still on intermittent fasting, sacrificing your health for these experiments. Props to you." Well, thanks a lot, Glenn. I did start my intermittent fasting just for the show. That was way back in December. Because according to my BMI, I was overweight by about 8 kg. So I'd like to report to you that I've since lost 6 kg today. So I'm on my way to achieving my so-called healthier weight. When this fried chicken experiment came along, at first I was a bit concerned at how they would mess up the whole, you know, sequence of things that I'm used to. But of course, who could resist fried chicken? So I figured, life is chaotic anyway, just go for it. And so I did. Hans Rickenbacker said, "What in the world is so challenging about eating fried chicken for 2 weeks?" It wasn't difficult to indulge in fried chicken, like we all know. But the most challenging part, I guess, of the experiment was, I guess, actually eating it when you know you have to. I just craved at one point, about 4 or 5 days into it, to just have a very clean meal. And Nicholas Goh has said, "I've been eating fried chicken with yogurt for the longest time." Oh, interesting, Nicholas. Never thought of that. So chicken with ice cream isn't that far-fetched. So when they first told me about fried chicken ice cream, I'm like, how can it work, man? It just doesn't work. Sometimes the whole idea of super savory food with, you know, sweet food, like, I'm not a Hawaiian pizza fan. Having pineapples on my pizza is just wrong, man. It's just wrong. Marjorie Bank Lim said, "I love them so much, I tried to create the taste without deep frying, but baking." Kudos to you! Baking is the way to go. It's also all about how much salt and seasoning you put into it and what kind of batter you use. That makes quite a big difference. In part two of the show, we actually do an experiment where we came up with this recipe that was not deep fried. Instead, we use an air fryer. Wow! Essentially, what you're doing is you're really cutting out a lot of the oil. Mohammad Siraj has said, "Dear Stephen, do the 30-day celery juice challenge next. It's time to flush out the toxins." We are thinking about it. I'm not super keen on it, but we'll see. People are asking me also about, you know, going vegetarian or having a vegan diet. You know, I have to admit, again, it doesn't sound appealing to me at all because I so love my steak and my chicken, you know. So it sounds like something that, yeah, only because my boss asked me to do, then I'll do lah, you know, no choice. I hope you enjoyed that. Keep those comments coming in. I love to hear from you, and we will try and make more of these videos as well. So make sure you subscribe and join us on CNA Insider. Until next time, I'll see you guys around. Bye.